Allah Ta'ala puts the crown of wilayat, of friendship upon his head. He gets a very, very honorable position that Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. This is now my friend. He has recognized me. So iman is a very, very great gift of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is nobody's own achievement. It is only and solely the special gift of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this special gift, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grants it to His very, very special servants. And once Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has granted us this gift of iman, now it is extremely necessary that we take care of this iman of ours. And how to take care of this iman? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has sent 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to teach us and to make us understand the reality of this iman. And that this iman should not be just lip service, it should not just remain on our lips. As our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Azman Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasul Ali explained so beautifully, that if this kalima, this iman is just on our lips, then the reality will come out when we leave this world. It's like a person, he buys a parrot, and he teaches that parrot to make zikr, and he gets very happy, my parrot makes zikr. People come, visitors come, his friends come, he tells them that, listen, my parrot is making zikr, and he gets very happy. But Hazrat says the reality of that zikr of that parrot, is it on the tongue of that parrot or is it in the heart? That reality you'll know when that parrot comes into the clutches of a cat. When it comes into real problems, the cat has got grip of that parrot now, or that parrot has got caught up by a dog, now what sound will come out? Whatever is in the heart, that will come out. If it was in the heart, then that kalima will come out. But obviously on the parrot, that tear sound is going to come out. So myself, I must ponder myself first of all, and all of us, we should check ourselves, that is this kalima, am I reading it daily? Is it penetrating my heart? That the day when Hazrat Malakul Maut comes, it's not a cat, it's not just a dog. That is the very, very crucial moment of a person's life. At that time, what is going to come out from our hearts? This kalima, this iman has to come out of our hearts. And that is why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, out of His extreme love and mercy, Allah has blessed us with this kalima, and Allah Ta'ala has sent the great men of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to teach us how to entrench this kalima in our hearts. And the greatest of all, our beloved Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with this mission to entrench iman into our hearts. And this was the mission of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this his sole mission, that from his household Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught and made this practice in his house. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught his own daughter Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and his own family members, that if we want our work to get done in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat, then it is not with asbab. Asbab is the means. Allah Ta'ala has made this means as a test. That is to see, we have to use the means. It is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But iman is that a person looks beyond the means. That who has created this means also. And this means is not mawsif bithat. It's not effective in itself. The musabbibul asbab, the creator of means, Allah Rabbul Izzat, is the one that puts effect in the means. So much so that we have learned, on one occasion Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a headache, and he made dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala instructed him, go and eat from the leaves of a certain tree. He ate from the leaves of that certain tree. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala put effect of shifa in that leaves, and he got cured. After a while, he got the similar pain, and he just went directly to that leaf and started eating it. The pain didn't go. Then he made dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and he said, Ya Allah, what is it? First time you instructed me to eat from that leaves, and my pain went away. Now it did not go away. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the effect is not in the leaves, the effect is in my command. The first time I commanded that leaves to give you shifa. So we should realize and understand that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam also has taught us and the entire ummah that our work will not get done, whether it's in dunya, whether it's deen, whatever work it is, it will not get done just by the means. We must use the means, but put our trust in the creator of means, musabbibul asbab. And our work will not get done with mal, it will get done with a'mal. Today when we have any problems, first thing a person thinks, I don't have wealth, I don't have money, how is my problem going to get solved? No, we have to turn to a'mal, and that a'mal that will connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Hazrat Nabi Kareem SAW has taught us, the first thing in the morning, that realize who gave us our life. Your eyes open up, the first thing, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَ مَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. That all praise belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzah. My eyes didn't just wake up on its own. I didn't just sleep this night. Many people, they get up, say, why you got late? I couldn't sleep at night. The sleep won't come by you just putting your head on the pillow. The sleep won't come by you taking sleeping tablets, injections. The sleep will only come when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah ta'ala decides to give sleep, and even Allah ta'ala can give you sleep, but that sleep won't be comforting also. That sleep that will give you peaceful rest, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّوْمَ subata, that will pull out all the tiredness and everything from you, that is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has to learn this, and this we won't just learn from kitabs, this we can't just learn from CDs and cassettes, this when we hear that we hear, generally it is said, that Sahaba Rinab says, تَعَلَّمْنَا الْإِيمَانِ, that we learned iman. What is this? They sat in the sohbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The iman that was entrenched in the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, iman got transferred into their heart. So iman gets transferred from heart to heart. Iman doesn't just get transferred from words and just from bayans and just from cassettes. Iman gets transferred from sohbat. They sat in the sohbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who took the greatest sohbat, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the whole ummah's iman cannot compare to his iman, because he had the greatest sohbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that we have come in this world only and solely out of the mercy of Allah, and Allah has blessed us with this great gift of iman. Daily we should be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our iman intact and safe and give us the reality of this iman. And for this, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that daily to sort out your problems, to sort out your worries, all that, it's not the tablets that will sort out, it's not the doctors, the psychiatrists. Realize all your problems, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will sort out our problems. And in this regard, we learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh and from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this iman, that a person who recites daily 7 times, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Then, kafa'u Allah ma ahammahu min amri dunya wal akhirah. This wazifa will suffice you from all the worries of this world and the hereafter. Because also very important for myself to learn, first of all, our Shaykh teaches us that it shouldn't just be on our tongue. We are reading this wazifa how many days, how many years also, mashallah. Many of us are maybe paban with this wazifa, but it's still just the words. Do we ponder even just for few seconds that I'm saying, Hasbi Allah, Allah is sufficient for me. La ilaha illahu. Who is there for me besides Allah? There can be nobody else for me besides Allah. And who is Allah Rabbul Izzat? Who are Rabbul Arshil Azim? Allah Ta'ala is the creator, sustainer, nourisher of the Arshil Azim. Arshil Azim is that place where all decisions take place. That is why Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Man kana nazru ila majari al-qaza, la yufna ayyamu fi mahasamati nas. Whoever has got his eyes on majari qaza, where all decisions take place by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't waste his time in fighting with people, that going for this court case and that court case, etc. He got a matter, immediately he will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that where Allah ta'ala makes decisions. So if we realize this, then when we read this wazifa, we will read it with little concentration and hand our matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see how Allah ta'ala will remove all the worries that we think, my worries can't be removed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all those worries of ours. As our Dada Shaykh has mentioned so beautifully, that if man, Switzerland, can manufacture a watch, that if it is, they say it is waterproof, 200 meters under water you go, forget one drop of water, not vapor will go through. So if man can manufacture that, Allah Ta'ala has given them that ability, then the creator of man and the creator of hearts, Allah Rabbul Izzat, can't make our heart worry-proof. Definitely Allah Ta'ala will make our heart worry-proof. If we read this wazifas daily and we build this yaqeen in our hearts, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us. We'll try and read this wazifa together, and daily we should try and make it our daily practice inshallah. Hasbi Allah la ilaha illa wa alayhi tawakkaltu wa rabbul arshi. Hasbi Allah la ilaha illa wa alayhi tawakkaltu wa rabbul arshi. La ilaha illa wa alayhi tawakkaltu wa rabbul arshi. Allah la ilaha illa wa alayhi tawakkaltu wa rabbul arshi. Hasbi Allah la ilaha illa wa alayhi tawakkaltu wa rabbul arshi. Hasbi Allah la ilaha illa wa alayhi tawakkaltu. So inshallah, like this, there are many other wazifas also in the kitab, treasures from Quran and Hadith. We should try and make it daily our practice. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, Man la wirda lahu, la warida lahu. That person who doesn't have wird, that is, he doesn't make zikr, he doesn't make his ma'mulat, he doesn't make his tilawat, etc., then la warida, he won't able to pass on the message of Iman. He won't able to pass on the reality of these things. So it's very, very important that we take out time, even as students, ulama, all of us, we should take out our time to make our wazifas daily, to make our zikr, etc. daily. And together with that, very important, we should make an effort to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq and understanding. Inshallah, we should always thank Surah Yasin.